Nakay is concerned over government's reluctance to grant missing Kasama woman found dead. And Nigeria summons South African envoy over attacks on its nationals. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACES, has expressed concern over government's reluctance to allocate school grants for the second quarter of 2026. NACES Executive Director Aaron Chansa stressed that the Ministry of Finance should have disbursed school operational grants in the first or second week of April. Dr. Chansa explained that it is disturbing that schools have not been resourced up to now, and there has been no feedback from the government. Without these grants in schools, it has become impossible for school managers to pay salaries or support staff, buy electricity and water, said Dr. Chansa in a statement issued to RSV News today. Dr. Chansa disclosed that teachers and managers are now using personal money to attend conferences and meetings. He further stated that this act is not acceptable and should be addressed with the agency it deserves. Dr. Chansa has since called upon the Ministry of Finance to treat the issue of school grants as an emergency.
We are deeply concerned that the government is failing to send operational school grants for quarter two. The Minister of Finance should have dispersed these grants to schools across the country in the first or second week of April. But without any explanation, up to now, schools have not been resourced. And this is making it very, very difficult for school managers, for example, to pay salaries for support staff.
A 24-year-old man has drowned on Lake Tanganyika in Bulungu District in Northern Province. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Simunji Mulonda says the incident occurred on Saturday, May 2, 2026, at around 10:30 hours at Lakeside area in Senior Chief Tafuna's chiefdom. In a statement released to Zanis in Kasama, Ms. Mulonda said the deceased has been identified as Jonathan Simbole of Mbala District. Ms. Mulonda said the younger brother to the deceased, Suilanji Simbole, 21, reported the matter to Mpulungu Police Station at around 10:50 hours. Ms. Mulonda explained that Jonathan had gone swimming with his brothers, Suilanji and James, along the shores of Lake Tanganyika. He added that while in the water, some children rushed out in panic, prompting Suilanji to inquire. A 21-year-old woman of Chalovantu village in Chief Nkole Mfumu's chiefdom in Kasama district who went missing on Friday, May 1, 2026, after a misunderstanding at home has been found dead. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Simunji Mulonda says the incident was reported at Kasama Central Police Station on Saturday, May 2, 2026 at around 14:35 hours. Ms. Mulonda, who identified the deceased as Patricia Mwansa, said the father, Augustine Katanda, aged 51, told the police that Mwansa went missing on May 1st after a misunderstanding at home. Ms. Mulonda said the now deceased was last seen leaving the family residence around 14 hours and her body was discovered the following day about 100 meters from the house. He added that police inspected the body and found no evidence of foul play. Government has commenced the distribution of relief food to flood victims on Kilwa Island in Chelenge District. Wapula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama, who flagged off the distribution of the relief food on the island, assured the people that no one will die of hunger. The Permanent Secretary said the government is working at ensuring that support is given to all those who have been affected by floods. Ms. Chinama disclosed that most districts in Wapula Province have been affected by the heavy rains, but that the government is doing everything possible to see to it that no one dies of hunger. She stated that the distribution of relief food will be an ongoing activity until all flood victims in Wapula are assisted. In African news, Nigeria has summoned South Africa's acting High Commissioner over a spate of recent attacks on foreigners in the Southern African nation. Nigeria will formally convey its profound concern at a meeting on Monday over incidents in South Africa, saying they could affect existing relations between the countries, according to a foreign ministry statement. The meeting will focus on recent marches held by anti-immigrant groups and documented instances of mistreatment of Nigerian citizens and attacks on their businesses, it said. At least 2 Nigerians and 4 Ethiopians have been killed in recent weeks, local media reported, while there have been attacks on citizens of other African countries. Coming up shortly, Man charged with murder and sexual assault of 5-year-old Australian girl. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A man has been charged with murder and 2 counts of sexual assault following the death of a 5-year-old girl in Australia. The body of the girl, who is identified only as Kumanjai Little Baby, a pseudonym given to her by her family for cultural reasons after her death, was discovered on Thursday following several days of a major police search. Jefferson Lewis, 47, was charged with her murder on Saturday night and has been scheduled to appear in a Darwin court on Tuesday. 5 people have been arrested over violent riots in Alice Springs sparked by the child's death. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ has expressed concern over government's reluctance to allocate school grants for the second quarter of 2026. A 21-year-old woman of Chalumantu village in Chief Nkole Mfumu's chiefdom in Kasama district, who went missing on Friday, May 1, 2026, after a misunderstanding at home, has been found dead. And Nigeria has summoned South Africa's acting High Commissioner over a spate of recent attacks on foreigners in the Southern African nation. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. With the handle RSV News, my name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
Moment, right? Then I remembered EcoBank Express Cash. I put out my phone, opened the app, and generated a token in about 10 seconds. I walked over to the EcoBank ATM next door, punched in the code, and boom, cash in hand. No card, no stress. And I didn't even lose my sporting life.
Stop worrying about your wallet and start banking on your terms. Go cardless with EcoBank Express Cash. It's just a better way to get cash on the go.
For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,